And now, live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Friday, the 8th of September, 2017, and we have earthquakes, hurricanes, and seismic shifts in the political scene in Washington. A lot of news coming up, and we have a live report coming to us at the bottom of the hour from Puerto Rico. And we have some footage that was taken by Leanne McAdoo in Florida showing the devastation, the empty shells, and, of course, all of this shows us just how fragile a complex civilization is. We have perhaps the biggest evacuation that people have ever attempted to get out of Florida. As Irma is heading towards Florida, it has now been reduced to a Category 4 hurricane, but just barely. The threshold for Category 4 to 5 is 156 is the lowest wind speed for a Category 5. It's now 155. So it is a 4 plus or a 5 minus, if you want to put it that way. But to put this in context, remember that a Category 4 hurricane with 145 mile an hour winds back in the 1940s caused a death of 12,000 people. That puts the importance of evacuation in context. But people are unable to get out. The roads are clogged. It's bringing civilization to a standstill. We're getting reports from people in the area. Many of the jurisdictions are saying, don't call 911. We can't help you. Some areas are saying, use 911, but not Twitter. But then they advise that they're not going to be able to get to people for quite some time because fire trucks will be flipped over by winds above 50, 55 miles an hour. So they have to wait until things calm down, which is what we always tell you, have to prepare for yourself. You have responsibility. This is the same thing that we're talking about with firearms. As Sheriff Clark used to say, he said, we will do everything we can to help you, but we can't get there right away. And there's a limit in a situation like this, mass devastation that they're expecting, because this is on track to go right through Miami. And it may hit all of the major Florida cities as it goes up. They don't know. They're still looking at the path. It could change. We hope that it will change. And, you know, one of the major things that you can do right now to try to help people is just to pray about this. Pray that it will not be as heavy a winds as we see that would go to paths of least devastation, that it would go out to sea. As we reported yesterday, there's a couple of nuclear power plants that are in the path of the hurricane. And we have to look at, they have not shut these down yet. Maybe as of last report that we had early this morning, perhaps they have shut them down. But remember, that wasn't what happened with Fukushima. It was really about the storage areas that they have to maintain a pumping action to keep those areas cool. Now, they have taken precautions, we hope, in these two nuclear power stations, that isn't going to be an issue. But there's so many issues. We have such a fragile infrastructure because of the complications. But again, as we said before about firearms, they always mock us for being preppers, don't they? Except you have to prepare for emergencies. You have to take charge of your own issues. You have to learn to have some level of self-sufficiency. While they don't want us to prepare, that's the thing that helped people in Texas, that and the Christian compassion to help others. That's what gets us through these types of issues. So we're going to take a look at what's happening there. And again, as I mentioned, there's a major earthquake in Mexico that happened, 8.1 to 8.3 on the Richter scale. They've had a lot of casualties in those areas. It's about 500 miles from Mexico City. And in Washington, we see the ground shifting as President Trump made a major move towards Democrat minority leadership yesterday. The Republicans have opposed him. The Republican leadership has opposed him on every issue. So he's pivoted now to the Democrats. Perhaps that will break the logjam. But the way that he has pivoted to them is causing a lot of concern from people. Exactly the opposite of a balanced budget amendment. We are going to perhaps remove the debt ceiling. That's the scuttlebutt that's going back and forth now in Washington. That would be very concerning. Stay with us. We're going to look at all of these issues when we come back.
Who
You've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented. And it's cold-pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold-pressed? Duh.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the real news. It's Friday, September 8th, 2017. Natural disasters are dominating the news today, but there's other news out of Washington in terms of shifting alliances, as well as big financial storms brewing on the horizon. We're going to give you all that information. We're going to have a live report from Puerto Rico at the bottom of the hour. But also, besides the hurricanes that have gotten so much publicity, last night we had an earthquake off the coast of Mexico, a magnitude of 8.2, some reported at 8.3 off the Pacific coast. It has killed at least 15 people. This is the largest earthquake in a century in Mexico, said the president. A 3.5-foot tsunami has been detected in Mexico after the quake struck last night at 11:49 p.m., 76 miles southwest of one of the coastal towns. Seismologists at the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said it could grow to 12 feet. Residents in Puerto Madero and Chiapas are being evacuated as precaution. The U.S. Tsunami Warning System said widespread hazardous tsunami waves are possible in the next 3 hours on the Pacific coast from several Central American countries: Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Panama, Ecuador, and Honduras. As far away as 8,700 miles in the Philippines, the National Disaster Agency put the country's entire eastern seaboard on alert. Meanwhile, in Florida, we see that Hurricane Irma is on track to give Miami a direct hit. And there is a mass exodus as people are trying to get out of Florida. And even Georgia residents are clogging the roads. And if you look at the aerial map of this traffic, we've got that in one of the articles, it's just solid red lines. If you look at what's going on, no traffic is moving. People are backed up. And, of course, there's issues in terms of trying to get gasoline to get out of the area. A true catastrophe. This is what we're seeing as civilization is breaking down. It's very important that people get early warning, but also to not wait until the last minute. And there was always uncertainty about the exact path of the hurricane. The supercomputer models that were throughout the United States, weather forecasting systems, as well as in Europe, were predicting different things. It's very unpredictable. It just underscores how unpredictable the weather is. It's always that unpredictable if you really follow what the weather reports are. It's just right now we're watching this very closely. And as I've said before, in the last several days, I've mentioned it multiple times, this should make you very skeptical of all the dire predictions about climate change. They cannot predict a few hours ahead of time exactly what the path is going to be, how strong the winds are going to be, so forth and so on. And they can't predict that with other weather. We know that. We've seen how the meteorologist cannot predict that. And that's why the meteorologists, for the most part, don't believe in the predictions of climate change. 27% of them said it's a scam. And so we have a George Soros organization, as reported yesterday, called Climate Matters. Does that sound familiar? Like Black Lives Matter? They are pushing TV meteorologists to include climate change reports along with their weather reports. You should take that with a big grain of salt. don't take that seriously. They don't have the computer models that they can test. Even when we have situations with just normal rainfall and storms that are coming through, they can't predict that with that kind of accuracy a few days out. They certainly can't predict things that are going to happen decades out. And as one of the meteorologists pointed out, he was put on a name and shame list. That's what they do. They try to shame these meteorologists who do not believe in man-made global warming. And then they try to censor them, shut them up, get them off the air. And then they can put out their false narrative with the organizations funded by George Soros like Climate Matters. I just can't. It's so amazing that they keep putting out the same template and people don't catch on. Black Lives Matter, Climate Matters. We're going to push every time they come up, whatever the issue, whether there's racial divide or whether it is police that have had an encounter with somebody and there's a question about whether or not it was legitimate. They always have the same solution. We have to destroy everything we've got, and we got to enact socialism and communism. That's the color revolutions that George Soros has done everywhere. But let's get back to what's actually going on in Miami. As I point out, they're facing a direct hit. The winds, however, have been coming down. It was 185, and, of course, the strongest landfall recording that we've had in the 20th century was 185 miles per hour. But then they said yesterday it came down to 175, 165. Now it's down to 155, which puts it just under the Category 5 designation of 156 miles per hour. So it's now dropped down to a Category 4. But as I pointed out at the top of the hour, that doesn't mean that you take it lightly. It was a Category 4 with 145 mile an hour winds that killed 1,200 people in the middle of this last century here in the United States. It has the potential, as USA Today is pointing out, of hitting every major city in Florida. They said the west coast of Florida, even including Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Naples area, and Tampa Bay, are spectacularly vulnerable to storm surges, much more so than the east coast, which still has many threatened areas. If the storm looks like it could go up the west coast, evacuations are going to be required there, which will create an epic movement of people through the state of Florida. If this happens, you're in an evacuated area, do not dawdle. Don't even think about dawdling. Immediate action will be required. And we understand the reluctance of many people to evacuate because you don't want to leave your possessions behind. You don't want them to be looted after the hurricane. But, you know, you have to think of your lives and the lives of your loved ones first and your property second. One of the things that makes it even more difficult is that FEMA will typically block people from getting back into the area, even people who can legitimately prove that they are residents. Hurricane Irma is even forcing Trump's Mar-a-Lago to evacuate. And as I pointed out earlier, it's the fuel shortages as well as the clogged roads that are now hampering people's ability to get out as they're trying to, now they've decided that it's getting very close, and now it looks like the path is going to go perhaps straight up the center of Florida. People are getting very serious about trying to get out. They're predicting this is going to be much stronger than Hurricane Andrew. A lot of people remember that Hurricane Andrew, the destruction that it caused in Florida, so that's gotten people very interested, I should say, in terms of getting out. There's panic buying of gasoline in Florida. 40% of Miami stations are out of gas. And here's an interesting take on this. This article from Mishtalk says, blame anti-gouging laws for shortages. You have to understand, you're always going to be rationing one way or the other. You can either ration by trying to limit the amount of gas that people buy at any given time, or you can ration by price. Price is one way that the market has of reacting to it. And again, we all know that it can be done unethically. That's why I think, though, the market still has a mechanism for that. Remember when you come back, the people that unethically raised prices. But there's a certain rational basis for raising prices that the market reacts to. And again, even a boycott of people who did it unethically, that is also a market action. Why are one or two people in a central location better able to decide this than the people in the community, the people in the marketplace, or the people who have the resources? Clearly they can't. And that's the whole point. They're not all wise. They're not all compassionate. And when you start to set arbitrary limits on things, that can actually exacerbate things. And so that perhaps is the reason that this is happening. They say Floridians have turned to the crowdsourced Gas Buddy app to determine which stations still have gas. And they have a article, this article, Mishtalk, has a map showing an image from the web version of Gas Buddy Tracker. If you zoom into the area you're looking for to see gas, you can see the fuel shortages there. But the real issue, they say, is that if you don't allow people to try to ration it quickly, the market can react more quickly than the government can. That's the other problem with making centralized decisions. I mean, how many times do we have to see the failure of central planning? Just look at Venezuela. You cannot centrally plan everything. You don't have the insight. You don't have the information that the mass market public does. They have far more data. They can access it, if you will, in parallel processing. Whereas you create a bottleneck, just like the people trying to get out of this area when you move the decisions to central government. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more implications of what is going to be happening in Florida as Hurricane Irma moves in this weekend. We'll be right back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
September the 8th, 2017. I'm David Knight. At the next segment, the bottom of the hour, we're going to be getting a live report from Puerto Rico. And it's amazing the devastation that we've already seen throughout the Caribbean. And it is now headed right up the center of Florida. We're going to get back to some more of the things to look out for. And, of course, there's a couple of nuclear power plants that are right in the path. One of them, well, both of them actually have weathered Hurricane Andrew. One of them was in a direct hit. Talk about what happened then and what they are saying that they are doing now. And, of course, that was an earthquake. We had an earthquake in Mexico. The earthquake, though, is not going to be affecting Florida, but it's the flooding that was the result of the earthquake that caused so much problems in Fukushima and continue to cause problems in Fukushima. But, again, these nuclear power plants in Florida have already weathered a Category 5 hurricane, so hopefully that's not going to be an issue. As people are emptying the shelves, trying to evacuate the area in Florida, we've talked about how important it is to prepare. And we talked about one of the key things that we're constantly mocked for is, number one, questioning the official story from the government. If you question anything that the government says, they come out and say, you're a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. And, of course, that began when people questioned the JFK assassination narrative of a single shooter and a magic bullet. We said, well, we're not really sure what happened. Let's try to do an investigation. But we know that what the government is telling us is not really possible. So then the CIA came out with the term conspiracy theorist. The other thing they mock us for is to say that we're preppers. You know, why wouldn't you want to be a prepper? Or why wouldn't you want to be a truther? Would you rather be a liar or a non-prepper? And so it's very important to realize that you have the ultimate responsibility for yourself and for your family. And that doesn't just mean when you've got a hurricane coming or you've got a catastrophe like this. You're responsible to make sure that you get good quality food, that you get clean water. Many people have found out far too late that contaminants in the water, whether it is in Flint, Michigan with the lead or maybe more subtle things that are being deliberately put in the water, like sodium fluoride, that you're being charged for even as a taxpayer. At that point, people find out, well, this has had some issues. They can't really tie it to something. They can't, in most cases, tie it as easily as they can something like lead poisoning, which is a very big issue. But there's other things that happen. There's always agricultural waste that is working its way into the water supply. And there are also pharmaceuticals that keep getting recycled through the water system and the municipal water systems that don't filter those out. So you need to be proactive, and you need to prepare for your family even when there's not a disaster. Because of this disaster, we put a couple of specials in because the key things that people are looking for at a time like this are food and water. We have a special for the Pro Pure King water filtration system, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a gravity water filtration system. It'll get rid of 99.9 plus percent of organic contaminants, inorganic contaminants, all the different things. As a matter of fact, recently when there was a cancer hotspot in California, they started looking and they found a toxic waste that was being dumped by some processing companies. Actually, they told the farmers that it was something that could be used as a pesticide, but internal memos have now shown they knew that it had no such use. It was total garbage, but they were selling it to people and then dumping it in the water. And so you don't want to find out about something like that or Flint, Michigan after the fact. When I looked at what that chemical was, I looked it up, and yes, our filters do take that out. And so now is a good time to prepare for this, to realize that you have responsibility as we see the fragility of our infrastructure. Again, 30% off a Gravity Feed ProPure King water filtration system at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Gravity Feed, so it doesn't require power or electricity to operate. Also, 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com for limited time with coupon code IRMA. Two very important things for you to take advantage of. You need to prepare, and this is really underscoring it. Here's another way to prepare. They're saying that most of the homes in Florida, a large percentage of them, do not have flood insurance, and this is something that has been dropping in recent years. They say in just the last 5 years, the state's total number of federal flood insurance policies has fallen by 15%, and Florida still has the highest flood insurance rate of any state. Say they have 1.7 million policies covering about $42 billion in assets. Nevertheless, they're falling. Why would that be happening? And why would it be happening so much in the last 5 years? I have a theory. You want to call it a conspiracy theory, but I have a theory that maybe there's a limit to how much money people have. You know, we can't print money like the Federal Reserve, like the federal government. And so when our other insurance costs go up with Obamacare, when they mandate things that we don't want, that we don't need, and we see the prices skyrocketing, in many cases over 100% that they have gone up for some people, there's a limit to how much we can pay in insurance, just like there's a limit to how much we can pay in taxes, even though the federal government doesn't seem to recognize this. They say Florida's overall flood insurance rate for hazard zone homes is just 41%. Fannie Mae requires mortgage lenders to make sure that property owners buy this insurance so they can qualify for the federally backed loans. Yet in 59% of the cases, that insurance isn't being paid. Yes, there is a limit to how much money we have. And that doesn't even include the issue of renter's insurance. So many people who live in apartments, they don't think about the fact that their possessions are not insured. They don't own the building. They're just renting it, but their possessions are in that building. And many people in Texas and in these other natural disasters, or even if it's a fire, they don't have any insurance on their possessions. Of course, they're in many cases not able to afford it either. In terms of imminent danger in Miami, as the hurricane approaches, they're telling people this may topple construction cranes in South Florida. They say they have a lot of construction cranes in the area. A lot of people think that they could take refuge in high rises, but these construction cranes may fall into the high rises themselves. The city says there's 20 to 25 construction cranes in the area right now. They can only withstand a category 4 storm with winds up to 145 miles an hour. And remember that over the last few days, everybody was talking while it was at sea, it was 185 miles an hour. It has come down in the last 24 to 36 hours. Now, the latest report I heard this morning, it was down to 155, which just barely takes it out of class, category 5 and puts it in a category 4. But again, these cranes are still 10 miles per hour more than these cranes can handle. Currently, Hurricane Irma, they say, is classified, and this is old news, at 185. I just mentioned that. They're warning residents living near a construction site with cranes to evacuate the area. Those living in downtown are especially vulnerable. The arms of the construction cranes are not tied down, and they have to remain loose. But officials are worried that the arms' counterbalance could collapse and that could pose a danger to nearby buildings. Here's the other issue, and that is nuclear power plants. We just had an article yesterday by Michael Snyder. Two nuclear power plants in Florida are directly in the path of Hurricane Irma. The spokesman for Florida Power and Light said that shutting down a reactor is a gradual process. The decision would be made well in advance of the storm making landfall. Well, we certainly hope so. The last information we had was that it was not shut down. They talked about how they had survived Hurricane Andrew, but they had massive damage to it. None of it of the sort that endangered anybody, but the thing that would keep the power station offline for quite some time. Stay with us. We're going to be talking to someone in Puerto Rico.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield, Rolex 2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Friday, September the 8th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and you're listening to Real News. We have joining us now, Ruben Obed, is that the way you pronounce his name? A Latino singer, songwriter, and producer. He lives in Puerto Rico. He was one of the runner-up entries in the recent InfoWars cover song contest. But he contacted us and said he still has cell phone coverage. You know, it's kind of interesting. The hurricane that came through Houston, one of the most stable parts of the infrastructure was cell phones. And that's what Ruben has in Puerto Rico right now. So he's going to join us live and give us a report of what has happened there because they have suffered massive devastation. The hurricane is expected to hit the Florida Keys on Sunday, and then go straight up through Florida. So joining us now is Ruben. And Ruben, how do you pronounce your last name?
Reuben Obed. Actually, that's my second name, but it's Reuben Obed. How are you, David Knight?
I'm doing fine, but how are you? That's the question. You're in Puerto Rico. Tell us about the devastation that you've seen there and how things are looking at this point.
Okay, well, I mean, when the hurricane started here, it started off very slow. I really didn't see much rain and wind till like approximately 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And I live in Dorado, which is approximately 20 minutes from San Juan. So, you know, this is relatively a coastal area. Things did pick up a little bit, but at least in this town, right? I mean, I can't speak of the other townships, but at least in my town in particular, there hasn't been much more than you know, a couple of trees and a couple of bent signs. You know, so in terms of like the devastation, I've heard of other towns who have gone through more, but at least this town and it's a coastal area, things aren't bad. But as you know, from the day that the hurricane started, the electric service was cut off, the water service was cut off, and you know, the only thing we got back the following day was the water service. It came back around night, but that's mainly what people are actually very desperate about. You know, the fact that there is no electric. Some neighbors do have generators running, and there are some local businesses open, a pharmacy that run off of generators. But people are really actually more going through electrical issues. You know, yes. That's basically the problem right now going on, at least in this area.
I recall when we were in North Carolina, we had Hurricane Fran come through, and I had grown up in Florida, in Tampa, and I'd seen so many hurricanes come through. I mean, Camille, which is the second strongest hurricane that we've had in the 20th century, it came through a massive devastation, and they were saying, well, the winds are going to be about 70, 75 miles an hour. The problem was it was worse than any hurricane that I had ever experienced in Florida because we had all of these massive trees, some of them over 100 years old, and because of the rain, there was so much rain, it was a different type of soil, and we had these trees fall down, and we lost power. Sorry, Reuben, what's that?
I'm sorry about it. It was a neighbor coming by.
Oh, okay. What you were saying about losing power, we were without power in the areas where I live for over a week because we're in a kind of a remote rural area. They restored power sooner than that in some of the urban areas. But that is a long-term issue. Are you having any issues with looting or any that type of issue? Is everybody getting along and helping each other?
Well, pretty much. I mean, in terms of looting, I haven't seen anything or even heard about that. You know, as of right now, actually, the person who came here is a neighbor that was doing me a favor charging my cell phone. He was just bringing me back my cell phone. So, you know, people are being, you know, helpful in this time. And, you know, at night, it's kind of, you know, I've walked around at night, even, you know, all the light posts are off. So it gets a little scary because cars are basically just running with no, you know, there's no traffic signals on or anything. But, you know, in terms of, like, looting and things like that, no, I haven't seen anything, at least, you know, so far.
And we're looking at pictures that you sent us showing empty shelves in the stores. I mean, every last item is gone in the stores. There's nothing at all on the stores, right?
Yeah, people have hit the shelves really hard. And in terms of at least, like, the water, you know, people took all the water. Like, right now you can't even get ice in the stores.
And what is happening with the water there? Do you still have,
pardon me?
Are you on wells that are affected because you don't have power, or are you municipal water supply?
Well, me personally or in general?
Just you in general, or you and what's going on in general in the areas that you know of?
Okay, well, no, as of right now, there is running water. Mm-hmm. In my personal case, well, I'm kind of like a doomsday prepper in a way, so I had a room filled of bottled water. You know, every time me and my wife drink Pepsi, we fill up the bottles and we store them. So I have over 300-400 bottles of, you know, stored water there in a room. But, you know, but in terms of like the water, it was just taken away for one day. So people
That's
are
great.
Okay
That's
with
great.
That.
Yeah, like I said, I grew up in Florida, so we'd have a lot of hurricanes, and everybody would fill up their bathtubs with water, and then you could filter it, especially if you had a good filter, but you would have a source of water if you lost electricity and couldn't pump it out, or if the municipal power was taken out. And, of course, in Puerto Rico, it's good to hear, as you're saying, there wasn't massive destruction there like we saw in Barbuda, which was totally demolished. They said 90% of all the dwellings there have been taken out. What are they saying to you about Hurricane Juan, which is following up behind Irma? Is it taking the same path, or do they expect it's going to hit Puerto Rico?
To be honest with you, I really don't know, since I haven't been able to, listen to the news. Around the area and local conversations is basically, that storm is brewing, but I didn't hear that it's, coming or headed this way. I'm assuming it's probably headed this way, but there isn't much talk at the present time, at least here locally, about it. So I wouldn't know how to give you more information on that.
And of course, being on an island, I mean, you're one of the larger islands, a small island like Barbuda, people can't really evacuate. I mean, we're looking at the largest evacuation in U.S. history that's being attempted right now in Florida. And yet, of course, if you're on one of these islands, especially one of the small islands, people just don't have the resources to go anywhere. They have to really weather it in place, don't they?
Exactly. Well, see, I mean, there's an issue with Puerto Rico that, I have in my concern. I don't think it's been a year ago, the entire island had a huge power outage. We were without electricity for maybe, about a week or so. And this was due to some damage at the, central power plant. From that moment on, we've been hearing, that that our grid system is in need of maintenance, that it's really bad. But here in Puerto Rico, it's kind of like an ongoing joke that anytime it drizzles, the electric goes out. I mean, anybody who lives in Puerto Rico knows that, the electric goes out like for any reason whatsoever. So in that aspect, people are kind of used to that. Now, my question is this. I mean, the storm did move north, so we basically dodged the bullet in certain aspects. But, I'm looking at the whole electric situation, and the damage done, at least from what I'm seeing, doesn't seem as bad as they're making it out to seem.
I see. So you think that the key thing that you've seen there in Puerto Rico, as it did not pass directly over the island, is a loss of electricity, but you also already have a pretty fragile infrastructure. It was going out even when nothing really was happening, is what you're saying.
Exactly, and this has been an ongoing thing for many, many years. This isn't recent, I find it strange because this is just my own opinion, but it seems like, as if this was being, the storm was being used as an excuse, because right now people from the electric company, they're saying we're looking at maybe a month, 2 months without electricity. But yet I'm walking around, I'm saying, but nothing has happened here.
Well, at least you're able to reach us on cell phone. That seems to be one of the most robust parts of our infrastructure. People in the Houston area still had cell phone service if they could get to somewhere where they could charge their phone. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking to Ruben Obed in Puerto Rico. He was the runner-up on the recent InfoWars cover song contest. Good to hear that there hasn't been massive damage in Puerto Rico, just electricity now. We'll be right back.
Someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful host. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials.
Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 Sunscreen Lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 Sunscreen Lotion.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's September the 8th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back to a little bit of hurricane news and then we're going to move on to some international stories as well as some earth-shaking news in Washington. It's not just the natural disasters and, of course, the earthquake that we had in Mexico, which has already reported more casualties than the hurricane because, of course, you don't have any advance notice of an earthquake. You don't have a chance to evacuate or to prepare for it. It just hits. And we've had 15 people at least that have died from that 8.3 magnitude earthquake just outside of Mexico. They're concerned about secondary damage being done by a tsunami. They said it is the strongest earthquake that has happened in 100 years. So we're seeing some very unusual weather that's going on right now. I want to remind you of some of the sales that we've put together here. As you look at the massive panic, as you look at civilization shutting down, and as you remember how they mock people who prepare, it is wise to prepare. It is wise to prepare for all types of contingencies, not just natural disasters, but to prepare for the things that you face, the threats to your health, to your family's health on a regular basis. We have put a couple of items. People are always looking for food. They're looking for water. We have not increased the price of things like you've seen happen on Amazon Prime. They have tripled the price of food, as some people reported. They've got a case of water for like $20. If you want it the next day because of the extraordinary shipping charges, it's something like $180 to get it the next day. Instead, we have discounted our water filter. 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the ProPure King water filtration system. It is a gravity feed water filtration system. It'll remove 99.9% of organic, inorganic contaminants. And it is ideal for families, offices, other high water volume situations. This is a large one. And it's one of the largest ones that we have. But you're always faced with these types of issues. There's always things in the water that you want to make sure that you get out. And you never know when there's going to be something that is suddenly and silently going to come upon your family. As many people found to their dismay in Flint, Michigan, as they discovered after they saw the symptoms of the damage from lead, then they realized that they had lead in the water. Many times you don't notice anything. We also have a discount on InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off with coupon code IRMA. And again, this is food that you can save not just for a natural disaster, but it can help you if there's a spike in food prices or any kind of infrastructure collapse. And that's what we're seeing now in Florida. We're seeing an infrastructure collapse. We're seeing as people are even concerned about what may happen. All of a sudden, the prices of gasoline, of other items are skyrocketing. So you can make sure that you're not vulnerable to those types of things, that you don't have to make a quick trip down to the grocery store where you see everybody that is taking pictures of the grocery stores, even in Puerto Rico where they didn't take a direct hit. As Ruben was telling us, you saw everything taken from the store shelves. But if you take measures in advance with things like InfoWars Select Storable Food, you can hold that for 25 years. It's storable for 25 years. It's non-GMO. It's made in America. It's got great packaging, and it is resealable once you open it. So you can have it a few more days once you have broken that long-term seal. So right now you can prepare on that, get 50% off. That is a massive discount, biggest discount we've ever had on InfoWars Select Storable Food with the coupon code IRMA. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And we appreciate you supporting us, and that's why we have offered these cuts on vital things like water filters and storable food at this time rather than raising our prices as many people have done. As we see these shortages happening in Miami, there's a report that the big retailers say that although they are completely out and things like Home Depot, Walmart, and other stores, and we saw the fights that had broken out in Home Depot over plywood, they said that they've got 800 truckloads of supplies deployed Tuesday from the Walmart headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. They're on their way to Florida with water, flashlights, batteries, ready-to-eat food, and other supplies will be routed to the stores with the most need. So they're ready to resupply even as it's not hit yet. It's still a couple of days off before it hits Florida. The U.S. military is preparing for Hurricane Irma right now. They have four Navy ships, thousands of troops that they have moved to the area. And again, going back to the nuclear power plant, because that is one of the most concerning things. I mean, two of the issues here, a lot of people, as I said before, think that they could ride this out in the steel skyscrapers, because, you know, you just don't see in real life, you don't see steel skyscrapers collapsing into their footprint. Happened on 9/11, happened with three of them, never happened before or since. Only two of them were even hit by a plane, but of course they collapsed in their footprint. But in real life, you don't see that. So a lot of people felt they were safe in those high rises, but then there are the cranes that could blow over, and they say they cannot withstand winds of more than 145 miles an hour. Right now the winds are 155. They have thankfully declined from 185 that they were looking at steadily for several days, and there was no decline. And hopefully it will slow down quite a bit as it goes over land. Nevertheless, as I was pointing out before, when we were in North Carolina, the devastation from a hurricane that we were several hundred miles inland, and still it was only going about 70, 75 miles an hour, but massive damage because of the trees that were knocked down. In Florida, a hurricane like that, even with that kind of rain, would have been no issue because of sandy absorbent soil. But in North Carolina, it was a clay type of soil. Once it got a certain amount of water, everything just started falling. So we had massive cascading trees that were falling down, many of them more than 100 years old, knocking down power lines, blocking roads. We were out of electricity for over a week. So this is something to be concerned about. Even as the storm moves up into the mainland and starts to lose power, it can still do massive damage as it goes up through Georgia, and the track is showing it going all the way up through Tennessee at the current time. But there's a couple of nuclear power plants, as reported, that are in the path of Hurricane Irma. Now, Florida Power and Light has said if we anticipate there's direct impact of either facility, we will shut down the units. Not clear if they have done that yet. They point out that Turkey Point, one of the plants, weathered a Category 5 strike from Hurricane Andrew in 1992. They said the plant's reactors are encased in 6 feet of steel-reinforced concrete. They sit 20 feet above sea level. Turkey Point has backup generators, extra fuel, and as a backup to the backup, they have replacement parts and materials that can be flown in from Tennessee. St. Lucie nuclear power plant is equally protected, they said, and they can withstand severe flooding from storm surges. It survived Hurricane Francis and Jean in 2005 and Wilma the year after. But they did have massive damage. They said when the Eye of Andrew passed over the Turkey Point nuclear plant, some facilities around the reactor buildings took a beating, and they say the state's oldest nuclear plant suffered $90 million in damages, including to systems that were supposed to be hurricane-proof. That's always the fear. We design things, but these nuclear power plants have aged quite a bit. As they build them, they typically have a useful life of 25 years that they're licensed for. And I know in North Carolina, Sharon Harris, which is just outside the Raleigh area, they licensed it for 25 years. They've had a lot of problems with decaying infrastructure, but they just keep extending the license for these nuclear power plants because they're such a vital part of the electric grid. They do not want to shut them down, but they are continuing to be an ever-increasing risk. They say there were systems that were supposed to be hurricane-proof that were damaged when Andrew passed over the Turkey Point nuclear power plant. They said one of the 400-foot smokestacks from the old oil-burning power plant was cracked in half, even though it was rated to survive 235-mile-per-hour winds. And Andrew blew down all but 6 of the 41 warning sirens within 10 miles of the plant, and it also blocked roads that would give people access to it. That is always the concern, and again, remember that the biggest damage that happened in Fukushima was not the nuclear reactors themselves, but the spent fuel pools. And that is something that we don't have. I don't have any information in these articles as to whether or not there are spent fuel pools that need to be cooled. And once the backup generators were flooded in Fukushima, then those pools of spent fuel overheated. And that's what really caused the meltdown. It wasn't from the reactor itself properly. Meanwhile, we have the former presidents. 5 living former presidents. I guess they're concerned because President Trump donated $1 million of his own personal money. And, of course, Mar-a-Lago is in the path of the storm. And you got people on Twitter saying, oh, I hope it totally wipes out Mar-a-Lago. A very beautiful landmark, quite frankly. It was something that was put together in the early part of the 20th century. So it would be a shame to see that happen, regardless of whether or not they like the occupant, the current owner of that. But he got a lot of hate on Twitter, hoping that it destroys his home, as he is donating $1 million to help other people. And then for the entire week, we had the mainstream media trolling Trump and saying, well, who are you going to give the money to? Where's it going to come from? And I haven't seen any names of any organizations. It's like, well, I have to know who I'm just not going to hand this over to just any organization. I'm going to vet it. Now they've got a fundraising organization here by the 5 presidents, Obama, Bush, Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter. About the only one of those that I would trust would be Jimmy Carter. Wouldn't hand a cent to those other guys. Jimmy Carter will probably be down there with a hammer fixing houses. But they claim that 100 cents out of every dollar will be donated to help hurricane victims. I guess they have to save face. Maybe they could call it Rush More Money. Rush More Money to the presidents. You know? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life.
Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
Keep on dying. Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It is Friday, September the 8th, 2017. We've been talking about the panic, the massive evacuation that is going on in Florida, the fragility of our infrastructure that this shows us, but there are other issues that are happening. We have major political news, major shifting coming out of Washington, and of course, there's always something going on with the banks, and we're going to tell you about that. What is happening with the banks as everybody's got their eye on the hurricane? As everybody's concerned about that. There's trouble brewing in Australia in the mortgage market there. We're going to get into that later in this hour. But again, remember we said as President Trump is trying to move forward, the GOP has blocked him on any kind of Obamacare, even reform, let alone repeal of Obamacare, which is what Republican conservative voters have put them in office for the last several elections. They have refused to do anything. They've refused to do anything now that even though they have the House, the Senate, and the presidency, it is the leadership of the House and Senate that has blocked President Trump from getting rid of Obamacare. Now, will they do that with taxes? Again, President Trump is saying we have to get these oppressive taxes that are taking down our economy. He said the U.S. is the highest taxed nation in the world. So what did the media do? They trolled him on that. He was saying we have to get this down so we can increase jobs. And that was what he was talking about, tax reform to increase jobs. And so when you're looking at it in that context, they say, well, no, there's other countries that have higher taxes. Certainly there are. But our corporate income taxes are some of the highest in the world. Let me tell you what they are. We have 35% typical corporate taxes. Compared to some other countries, Hong Kong, 16.5%, Ireland, 12.5%, Hungary, 9%. What Trump was doing was to come in at 15%. So it would make it go from one of the highest tax corporate rates in the world to one of the lowest. And that would create jobs. We know that would. Now, as that is getting resistance, President Trump yesterday pivoted to work with Democrats. We're going to talk about that coming up. On the debt ceiling, he worked with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, giving the cold shoulder to Paul Ryan and to Mitch McConnell. But as people are looking at this and saying, well, I don't think anything is going to happen, we're now seeing the dollar deepening its dive. People all over the world are getting worried about the U.S. dollar. There was a drop yesterday of 0.7%. That's a big drop for one day. Part of a broader move by investors into haven assets like gold and even government debt, because if we take off the debt ceiling, it's Katie bar the door. We don't even worry about it. Sky's the limit. Forget about it. We're okay. Just keep spending money. No debt ceiling, no discussion about the total deficit. And of course we are running annual deficits, adding to that cumulative debt, nearly $1 trillion every year. That's why we keep seeing this so often. It is exploding. And if we don't do something about it, we're going to wind up in the same place the Venezuelans are. That's why people are concerned that we're now going to just ignore it. And perhaps, as the talk was yesterday from Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Donald Trump, they're saying, well, maybe we just don't even have a debt ceiling. Maybe we just take that off altogether. They say the year began with high investor hopes that the Trump administration's program of infrastructure spending, tax overhaul, regulatory cutbacks, and, of course, the repeal of the massive tax that we call Obamacare. They thought there was going to be great growth in the United States, but now they're starting to look at this and they're losing the enthusiasm. They see that there's no legislation being passed by Republicans, that they are blocking everything that's coming down the pike. So something has to happen. Hopefully, Trump knows what he's doing. He's going to have to put some kind of pressure on the Republicans. I think it would be better to use the people who voted for him to have public events. I think it's important for President Trump to show that he still has massive public support, and he does, in spite of what mainstream media is saying. But I think when he has these massive rallies, and he should have more of them, he should use them to get the people shouting for change rather than trying to triangulate with Democrats who don't want the right kind of change. When we come back, we're going to talk to other threats besides just the loss of expectations to the U.S. dollar, as well as the Australian mortgage market, a $1.7 trillion house of cards. We'll be right back.
A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalists, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Friday, September the 8th, 2017. I'm your host, David Knight. We were just talking about the American dollar, about investor confidence starting to get shaky because the Republican elite have been opposing Trump on getting rid of Obamacare, on even reducing it a little bit, reducing the cost to the economy, and now it looks like they don't really want to play ball with tax reform either. So now the dollar has been diving as investors are looking for other places to put their money, things like gold. But that's not the only threat to our currency. One of the things that's happening right now that's not getting any attention because of the massive natural disasters and hurricanes in Texas and Florida, throughout the Caribbean. Right now, we also have a brewing disaster coming down the pike in a couple of international areas. As I mentioned, the Australian mortgage market, I'll get to that in just a moment, but also the BRICS summit that is going on. Of course, that is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're having a conference right now, and as I reported a couple of days ago, China and the BRICS group are trying to put together something that would bypass the U.S. petrodollar. And again, a quick reminder of what happened, what the petrodollar is and how it came to be. After World War II, everybody was using the American dollar as the international standard, and it was backed by gold. But they began spending money. Like, as Ronald Reagan said, drunken sailors, but he says that analogy is unfair to drunken sailors. And so very quickly, they were spending so much more money that they really didn't effectively have it backed by gold, even though that they claimed that they did. And so a lot of the European countries are saying, this is looking a bit fraudulent. And yes, it was fraudulent. So what Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger did, they said, well, we're going to abandon the gold standard completely. We're just going to float the currency. But we are going to create the petrodollar along with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, who was the biggest oil producer, was going to work with the United States to denominate all oil sales in American dollars. Saudis agreed to buy a lot of our debt and treasury bills, and that's going to have massive implications that we're now starting to see happening. You know, somebody has to buy that debt. The old Keynesian story is it's just money that we owe ourselves. No, it isn't.
It's money that we owe to the private Federal Reserve. It's money we owe to the Saudis. It's money we owe to people who will take what we have, and they will turn us, as Jefferson said, if we ever have a central bank, we will wind up as paupers, as slaves on the continent that our forefathers have conquered. And that's really what's going to happen. And that is what is beginning to happen. And as people are seeing the weakness in the American dollar, as they're losing confidence because we no longer even care to even think about how much debt we are getting into, because now we're talking about even removing the debt ceiling. It was interesting. I have quotes for you when we get into this debt ceiling thing. When Barack Obama was a senator, he was on his high horse complaining about the debt ceiling. He didn't want to have it raised for President Bush and so forth. He was going to be fiscally conservative. No, we can't do that. That's absolutely wrong. And then what did he do? He accelerated the spending. And we see the same thing coming from President Trump, saying, this is outrageous. They're raising the debt ceiling. Now he's saying, let's just get rid of it altogether. Forget about it. This is what Paul Ryan has done. This is what Mitch McConnell has done. This is what the GOP has done. They campaign and say they're going to do something responsible, or they're going to get rid of Obamacare. And then when they get in office, it's like, never mind. Never mind. I'm in office. I just wanted to use that to get into office. So people are seeing what is happening here. And there is a bombshell coming out of BRICS. Putin says there's going to be a new multipolar world where oil trade will bypass the dollar. See, here's the fundamental truth about all this. And I think Henry Kissinger at least recognized this, the true president with Nixon. He realized that the true fundamental currency is, and in the future will be, energy. That's why they're pushing carbon credits so much. That's why they're pushing a global energy tax. Because they made that connection ostensibly with the petrodollar during the Nixon administration. But what you're going to see in the future is you're going to see something very different. The petrodollar is going to go away, and the real standard currency will most likely be energy. And it may be something that is denominated in a new currency. The Chinese and the BRICS are talking about backing a new currency with gold and then making that what oil is traded in as an intermediate. They say Pyongyang's sixth nuclear test, as they're looking at this, and we're tied up looking at in this public dispute with a tin-pot dictator in North Korea, because, as we pointed out earlier in the week, and Michael Malice, who spent time in North Korea, he wrote a book about the psyche of Kim Jong-un, who is there right now, his father, Kim Jong-il. He wrote a book about him, and he said what these guys are really about is they want attention. They're desperate for attention. They're desperate for legitimacy. And so when you look at these missiles that are being fired over Japan, Japanese island, and so forth, he is loving the fact that he is now a big player on the world stage in his eyes. And a lot of people in North Korea gets him more respect in his own country to do that. So while he's hamming this up on the world stage, shooting missiles off left and right, and we're trading insults with him, what is really going on is this move in with the BRICS people who are having the BRICS nations who are now having their conference. And they have this going back and forth. They say they're ready to be a major nuisance to the unipolar order. A further instance of the BRICS Plus can be detected in the possible launch before the end of 2017 of a regional comprehensive economic partnership, which would be something like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is coming from Zero Hedge. They say Patrick Bond in Johannesburg still has doubts that they can pull this off. He says there's centrifugal economic forces that are going to break up BRICS thanks to overproduction, excessive debt, and deglobalization. Nevertheless, what they want to do is come up with a currency. They want to compete with the petrodollar. They want to replace the petrodollar. And they're also talking about how this back and forth with North Korea that is taking up all of our interest, that this is really the only sound proposal on the table, points out the Russians, is a double freeze. Freeze the military drills that are going on right now between the U.S., Japan, and South Korea, and in return, get them to freeze their nuclear program and the tests that they are doing, because that's essentially what he wants. And perhaps if he gets this kind of legitimacy, he'll stop the insanity that could result in an accident. Since they don't have such an effective missile program, it could result in an accident that really would trigger a war. To point out, Pyongyang's sixth nuclear test, although planned way in advance, happened only 3 days after two nuclear-capable U.S. B-1B strategic bombers conducted their own quote-unquote test alongside four F-35Bs and a few Japanese F-15s. Everyone familiar with the Korean Peninsula Test Board knew there would be a North Korean response to these barely disguised decapitation tests. That's from Zero Hedge. And so can they stop the escalation? Can they stop the war of words that's going back and forth as they do this? And I think it's kind of interesting that you haven't seen anything for the last several days. Perhaps since he wants to have attention to himself on the world stage, perhaps he decided that he will wait until the natural disasters stop soaking up all of our news cycle. When things slow down, I'm sure that we will see some more showboating from the young'un in North Korea. Meanwhile, here's the other thing that's coming along the market, another economic crisis, not just taking us off the petrodollar, because that's going to have a massive effect on the standard of living of the West. It's going to also be a dramatic effect throughout the West as well. But the Australian mortgage market, reports Zero Hedge, is now at $1.7 trillion. It is a house of cards, they said, according to a new report from LF Economics. They say if that's even directionally accurate, in other words, if they're even looking in the right direction, then the bubble currently percolating in Australia could take the residential housing Ponzi scheme to a whole new level, courtesy of a creative little product called cross-collateralized residential mortgage. Remember when they started collateralizing mortgages? We had the too-big-to-fail banks that were created because the Clinton administration approved these mortgages, these mergers between the banks, and then they took away Glass-Steagall, which allowed them to speculate. Now what's happening in Australia is they're speculating on future appreciation. That's the major bubble, and it is huge. $1.7 trillion in Australia. That should concern everybody. We'll be right back.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Back to Real News. It's Friday, September the 8th, 2017. We're going to get back to the news, and there's some amazing news coming from a trial of a Democrat Senator Menendez from New Jersey. And this is now metastasized to other Democrat senators. A lot of big names, a lot of people who are up for re-election coming up. And as MSNBC said, this looks pretty bad. I mean, MSNBC is saying this looks pretty bad for the Democrat senator. This is not Fox News or somebody that leans conservative or Republican. This is MSNBC host says the case against Menendez doesn't look close. It looks overwhelming. So I'm going to break that down a little bit, and then we're going to get into what's going on with the debt ceiling as Trump moves against these GOP elite establishment people like McConnell and Ryan, who have been blocking his every move and getting increasingly aggressive to him. So he's now triangulating and going to the Democrats. But we have to be careful about what we give these Democrats. And we're going to take a look at that, the whole issue of what they're doing with the debt ceiling, tying that to the hurricane relief, and then starting to make the startling admission. Well, maybe we just need to not pay attention to the debt ceiling at all. So we're going to get into that in just a moment. And in the next segment, we're going to be talking to a lawyer who took Hillary Clinton to court to try to get her disbarred. And he was the individual, when they took him to court, they said, well, we don't think that the public's right to know anything about Clinton's missing emails and so forth. We don't think that the FBI should give us any information because, you know, she has a right to privacy, and that trumps the idea that we should know anything about her. Well, it looks like maybe Menendez isn't quite as connected as Hillary Clinton. He's not able to block this delay for the trial, and now it has started on Wednesday, and it is not looking good for him at all. Before we get back to the news real quickly, I just want to remind you of the two specials we've been talking about in terms of the emergencies that are happening, the hurricane that's coming in. We have a 50% off on InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWars.com. With a limited time, you can use the coupon code IRMA, I-R-M-A, to get 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, whether you're buying to prepare for IRMA yourself or if you want to give it as a gift to those in devastated areas near you. And as we're looking at the path of the hurricane, this is including places all the way up into Georgia and Tennessee and so forth. And as we talked to one of the people who was in the contest that we just had, he was runner-up, he was in Puerto Rico, and he said, yeah, you know, it kind of missed Puerto Rico, really didn't do any damage to the island itself. He said the electricity is out because it's been a big problem even when there weren't any storms. But he said all of the shelves are empty. So there's a lot of different things that we're seeing how fragile the infrastructure is. We're seeing how easy it is for people to panic and to take everything off the shelf. So make sure that you have Select Storable Food. It's going to last for 25 years, a shelf life of 25 years. Once you open it,
You can reseal it. It's all made in the USA. It's non-GMO, and right now it is 50% off. That's InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for limited time with the coupon code IRMA. We also have the ProPure King water filtration system. It is a gravity feeds filtration system. It does not need electricity, and it gets out over 99.9% of chlorine, pesticides, herbicides, sodium fluoride that they dump into your water on a regular basis. It doesn't take a hurricane to put toxic substances in your water. Your government's doing that for you all the time, and they send you the bill for it. They even have the audacity to do that. But then sometimes they really screw up, and they let things like lead into the water supply. You can get rid of all that. You can get rid of other toxic compounds with ProPure King water filter. Now 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And just remind you that we also have the specials of 50% off all of Emmerich's essential line of household goods that are all organic. Things like sunscreen, bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, natural deodorant, and 50% off Caveman. That's our true paleo formula. Things like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and bone broth. It really is the ultimate and true paleo nutrition, and you can get it in both chocolate and strawberry flavors. 50% off. That's Caveman True Paleo Formula for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk briefly about Senator Menendez. It was a week ago, last Thursday, a week ago yesterday, a judge denied his request to delay his corruption trial so that he could vote in the Senate. Now, what he's really worried about is people voting for him. So the trial is underway. It began on Wednesday. We haven't heard much about it because guess what? The media, for the most part, is not really very interested in covering up the corruption of a Democrat senator. But now this corruption is expanding. Some of the little bit of coverage that it got was, interestingly enough, from MSNBC. And there we had the reporter, as I pointed out just before we did the commercial break there. It doesn't look close for him. It absolutely looks overwhelming. Nevertheless, a number of high-ranking Democrat senators have now, we learned, accepted campaign cash from his political action committee that was funded by this corruption. So now they're tainted by it as well. This is Democrat Senator Robert Menendez, who is facing 12 counts of corruption charges that include bribery allegations. Prosecutors said Menendez accepted those bribes from Dr. Solomon Melgen, a previous donor to the senator's New Jersey campaign. And if he gets indicted, he is out. And Chris Christie, a Republican, gets to pick the successor. Menendez took flights on this doctor's private jet to the Dominican Republic. He was partying with a lot of celebrities and other types of people. We'll just put it that way. Lobbied in favor of Melgen to settle a multi-million dollar billing dispute with the government. So you've got a government, a doctor who, if it's a billing issue with the government, he was probably padding the government claims that he was putting in. And so he paid a lot of money to the senator, prosecutors are saying, and the senator then worked to get him off of a multi-million dollar billing fraud issue. They say a number of top Democrat senators have accepted campaign cash from Menendez this year. Listen to some of the names. Senator Tim Kaine got $10,000 from him. So you just get this money and bribery and corruption and you pass that along to some of your fellow Democrat senators so that they'll stand behind you when you come to trial. That's the way the corruption spreads around. Guess who else is there? Senator Elizabeth Warren. Her name is down there. She took $5,000 from his PAC just in March. And this is after people knew about this corruption charge. This isn't something that is something that just began, okay? This is something that's been going on for a while. It was in the wind that he was going to be indicted for this. And nevertheless, you got people like Tim Kaine and this year, Elizabeth Warren taking a lot of money from him. $10,000 for Tim Kaine, $5,000 for Elizabeth Warren. Here's another name you'll recognize, Debbie Stabenow, a Democrat in Michigan. She's the one that Kid Rock is likely going to be running against. She took a $10,000 contribution from him in March also. See, in March, he starts spreading the money around. It's like, oh, man, I'm in trouble. I'm going to need these people's support. Hey, you want $5,000 or $10,000? Will you help me out with this? That's the way things get done. That's why you see the Mexican government and the Guatemalan government and the El Salvadoran government, that's why they're lobbying Congress. It's much cheaper to hand these guys $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 than it is to pay for the education of their citizens, than it is to pay for their welfare. Just send them to America They can get educated for free in America. If they get a job in America, then they can send some money back even. And they don't have to pay for it. So you do that kind of leverage, and that's what these Democrat senators are doing right now. One of them, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand out of New York, Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut. It keeps going. Spread the corruption around. That's Washington, D.C. It's the Swamp. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh. InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. Friday, September the 8th, 2017. We reported on a story last week about one individual, a lawyer. His name is Ty Clevenger. He's going to be joining us right now. And he's been trying to get Hillary Clinton disbarred. You know, we can't get the Justice Department interested in looking at the improprieties that happened with both the secure documents that disappeared and many other issues that came to light during the campaign. But he wanted to find out if he could get the FBI files on her, because it's part of his effort to try to get her at least disbarred. You know, that happened to President Clinton, President Bill Clinton. He was disbarred because he committed perjury. He committed perjury. He lied about something that wasn't even a crime, but he committed perjury. You know, one of the key issues that they were concerned about is we saw that lead up to the election where we had former President Bill Clinton meeting with sitting Attorney General Loretta Lynch on the tarmac, and they met for a long time. Of course, they were just talking about their grandkids and everything. No, that was just a couple of days before she was going to be deposed by the FBI. And the key thing that you have to worry about is you can get hit for the things that you say, just as they knew that very well, because that got Bill Clinton impeached. It got him disbarred because he lied about something that wasn't a crime. It was a consensual affair that he was being questioned about. He wasn't being questioned about any of the allegations of rape or sexual assault. He was just being questioned about the consensual affair with Monica Lewinsky, and he lied under oath. That's perjury. He knows it as a lawyer, as a president, so he got disbarred. He got impeached. So it was very important for them to talk together on the tarmac, and everybody was concerned about that kind of collusion taking place before the interviews. But then we learned that Comey had already decided that he's already working on his, vindication of Hillary Clinton before he did the interview. So she didn't really have that much to worry about, did she? But as we see the book coming up this next week, her book, What Happened? Yeah, we know what happened. Coming up on Tuesday, September the 12th. And a lot of people in the Democrat Party are concerned about it because she's just lashing out against everybody. She says, I regret that I didn't attack Comey directly. We'll see about that. But the person who is trying to do something that the Justice Department won't do is Ty Clevenger. You can find him at lawflog.com. That's LAWFLOG.com. He's put together a petition because, as reported last week, we had the outrageous decision from a court saying that the public's interest in knowing what happened with these emails and so forth is outweighed by her privacy rights. And that was shut down. So now he started a White House petition to release the FBI records. He now has more than half of the number of signatures that would require a response from the White House. So we want to talk to him about his quest to at least get Hillary Clinton disbarred. So joining us now is Ty Clevenger of lawflog.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Clevenger.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about exactly what you are looking for. I know that you're looking to get Hillary Clinton disbarred. For what reason, and what types of things are you trying to get from the FBI?
Well, if any other lawyer, I'll put this, any average lawyer had destroyed 30,000 pieces of evidence, or had her attorney destroy 30,000 pieces of evidence, there wouldn't even be a conversation. I mean, the bar would jump all over this and land on them with both feet. And the same way.
And as FBI Director Comey said, you know, she did this, that's a crime. She handled the way she handled these secure documents, that's a crime. But don't you try this. It's very clear that there's a different standard for her than there is for everybody else in America.
There's rules for them and there's rules for us. And that's really what this is all about. You know, a lot of people, I was asked in one interview, well, are you a Trump supporter? I'm a Republican. I've never tried to hide that fact. But, you know, I filed bar grievances on Republican officials as well as Democrats. I had this crazy idea that nobody should be above the law, regardless of whether they're Republican, Democrat, you know, yes, communist, libertarian, whatever. So this is not about Trump. This is it's about the powerful versus the peons, in my opinion. And there should not be a double standard for people who break the law. And if you're a lawyer, of all people, you should know better than to do this. And what's interesting, you mentioned the case with Bill Clinton. When Richard Nixon was impeached and been forced from office, he was a member of two bars, California and New York. California let him resign. New York, he tried to resign, and the bar said, no, you need to respond to the charges, and he refused. And they went through the formal process and disbarred him. But what their reasoning was, essentially, when you're a high public official, you are held to a high standard, and you can't just get away with this stuff. And we're seeing
right. They should be held to. You're exactly right. They should be held to a higher standard.
Yes,
a higher standard, not a no standard at all. And that's the thing that really sticks in everybody's throat. It's not that we're trying to grind Hillary Clinton into the dust. But because we have President Trump and I guess maybe President Trump and Jeff Sessions believe, oh, let's just move on. But the rule of law, the idea, as you pointed out, that certain powerful individuals are not above the law, that is very, very important principle. And people who are our attorney general, like Jeff Sessions, should be concerned about that, but evidently isn't. He just wants to move on with his other agendas.
And that, you're right. There is a bigger issue here. There's this tendency to say, oh, let's be magnanimous and just let this slide. And I understand that aspect of human nature. But you're right. There's a much larger principle at stake here that nobody should be able, above the law, including our highest officials. And if it's we're corroding the culture when we kind of stand back and say, well, you know, let's just move on. Let's let this slide, because it's going to continue to get worse and worse. As long as the people at the top know they can get away with this stuff, then there's nothing to deter them from doing it.
And, you know, that goes back to what I was talking about with Lionel a day or so ago. And we're talking about the corrosion. He's also a lawyer. We're talking about the corrosion of the rule of law and as it affects DACA. Because you look at this situation, and here was something that was supposed to be a law that was would be written by Congress under the Constitution to determine what our immigration naturalization laws are going to be. And instead, it evolved over a period of months with executive memos coming out of the Obama executive administration, coming from Homeland Security and so forth. And that's not a law. So we had Republican attorney generals, conservative attorney generals, that threatened they were going to have lawsuits, about a dozen of those, if they didn't have DACA overturned. So President Trump overturned DACA, and then we wound up with 15 attorney generals from liberal states saying, you can't do that. We're going to sue you because you overturned an unconstitutional executive order. Right. And they're going to include things that President Trump said outside of these particular orders, which is absolute nonsense. So we're either going to live under the dictates of certain people, which, well, you know, the law is in my mouth, and that's how we get dictatorships, or we're going to take the rule of law, and we're going to apply it to everybody, and we're going to apply it as written.
Right, exactly. And you cannot have the rule of law and have double standards, and right now that's the norm. And I should mention that this case with Hillary Clinton kind of started off indirectly. I'm working on a book about corruption in the legal profession and the courts, and I decided she and her lawyers would be the perfect case study to show just how far the state bars, not just prosecutors, but the state bars will go to protect politically prominent lawyers. And so that's how I ended up filing the FOIA requests, was to get evidence in support of those bar grievances. But there is some sign of progress in Maryland, which is where her three lawyers, David Kendall, Cheryl Mills, and Heather Samuelson, are members of that bar. I filed a grievance there on those three lawyers. The bar swept it under the rug. I filed suit in Maryland. We actually have a hearing slash trial on Monday to decide that case, and I think there's a pretty decent chance that the Maryland Attorney Grievance Commission will be ordered to investigate.
So you think that you're going to be able to prevail in Maryland, where you could not prevail in this other court? Was it a federal court that you went to that you said?
No. That was a different. The federal court would be if we file a FOIA lawsuit, but on the state bar matter, I was not optimistic originally. What changed my opinion on that was there was a motion to dismiss filed by the state of Maryland to throw the case out, and the court denied that motion to dismiss. So that's a pretty positive.
All right, we got to go to break, Mr. Clevenger. We're talking to Ty Clevenger. You can find him on LawFlog, and as he pointed out, there has to be a rule of law that is applied equally to everybody. That means Hillary Clinton does not get a pass, not then, not now, not in the future. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Talk to him about his efforts to get justice done equally.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. David Knight. This is Real News. It's Friday, September the 8th, 2017. We're talking to Ty Clevenger of LawFlog. His efforts to get information from the FBI were shut down by a judge who said, nah, her privacy is more important than the public's right to know. But he's also still moving forward in an effort to get her disbarred, which is very important. As he pointed out in the last segment, we saw that happen with former President Bill Clinton. We saw that happen to former President Richard Nixon. And as he said, no one should be above the law. As a matter of fact, our high elected officials should be held to a higher standard. That is absolutely true. And yet we see just the opposite happening. So we're going to talk to him about where he goes now, what is coming up in the future. There's petitions. There's more efforts that's going on, how you can get involved and how you can help. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the specials that we have and the things that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports our operations, what allows us to add new shows like Real News. And, of course, we also have in the afternoon after Alex Jones's show that starts at 11 a.m. Central Time. and goes for 4 hours. We have The War Room that starts at 3 p.m. Central Time. Our show you can find on YouTube at Real News with David Knight. That's the name of our YouTube channel, Real News with David Knight. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at Real News X2. We have a new podcast on Stitcher, joining our podcasts on Spreaker and iTunes. And, of course, you can find me on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Libertarian. Specials that we have right now, we have 30% off ProPure King water filtration system. This is the large one. It is gravity fed, and as we've pointed out, it will take out 99.9% of impurities, whether they're organic or inorganic. And it isn't just at times like this that you need to have your water purified. This is something that you need to always be proactive. Always do this before you find out that there's a problem. Also, we have 50% off InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Use the coupon code IRMA. And you can get 50% off select storable food that is going to last for 25 years. It'll help you through natural disasters. It'll help you through spikes in the price of food or even in panics like we see happening right now all the way up the eastern seaboard as people are emptying the shelves. And you always need to be proactive in taking care of your health. One of the things that you can do is take advantage of the super combo sale we have on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important. Have minerals and vitamins that are going to support your health, and you can get that right now. 45% off our iodine and selenium. We call the selenium BioTrue because it is non-GMO. It is 100% organic from organic mustard seed. Very important to have a good source of vital nutrients, and both of those, a deficiency in both iodine and selenium, have been linked to many types of diseases. As a matter of fact, the CDC says iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. A deficiency in selenium has been linked to an increased risk of HIV and Crohn's disease, among other things. So make sure you are acting proactively, acting defensively, preparing for your health now, not even waiting for an emergency, not waiting until you get sick. Stocking up on storable food, making sure you have a clean supply of water before you find out that there's a natural emergency or a man-made disaster in your water system. I want to go back now to Ty Clevenger. Again, you can find him at LawFlog. That's F-L-O-G, LawFlog.com. And Mr. Clevenger, talk to us about where you're going now. You said that the case in terms of trying to get Hillary Clinton disbarred, that is moving forward, and of course you've got a petition. How can people help, and where are you going next with these efforts?
Well, signing the petitions is a big thing. I should also mention that there is now a petition asking for the appointment of a special prosecutor to investigate not only Hillary Clinton and the emails, but the FBI and its handling of this. And I think that's even more critical than investigating Ms. Clinton, is investigating what happened with the FBI, because that is a lingering issue. Obviously, at this point, the FBI cannot be expected or trusted to investigate itself. And you've got so many personnel in the Justice Department who are intimately involved in this whole email situation. There does need to be someone from the outside to investigate this. And I would point out, as you, I'm sure you already know, the president said back during the campaign that's what he was going to do.
Yes.
It needs to be done.
We had Hillary for prison t-shirts, so we sold a lot of, because that's what people wanted to see. They knew that she had violated the law. Back in, what was it, July, I think, Comey said, look, she violated all these laws, but she's special. We're not going to do anything to her, but don't you try that. Then she got angry when he came back later in the fall, and his arm was basically, he had to do this. His arm was being twisted because of things that had come to light. And to protect himself, he had to come back and take a look at what was happening. She said, oh, I should have attacked him directly. And now we see, in just last couple of weeks, Mr. Clevenger, we've seen the Department of Justice and the FBI say, well, we didn't spy on anybody. We didn't surveil anybody with the Trump campaign. Fox News is repeating that. And yet we had the FISA court say that they did. The FISA court, which is set there as a watchdog agency because of the abuses of the NSA and the CIA back in the 70s, we had Congress set up the FISA court as a watchdog agency to make sure they didn't do that again. And they did the very unusual step of going public and declassifying their decision to tell us that the FBI and the NSA had violated the law, violated the Constitution. But, of course, that's now being ignored by people as well.
Right. Yeah, it's the institutional corruption, as I mentioned a minute ago, is the bigger issue here. We cannot have an FBI that feels free to prosecute or dismiss cases on the basis of political considerations. And I should say, as a cop, a journalist, and a lawyer, I've known quite a number of FBI agents over the years. I think the rank and file, an overwhelming majority of cases are honorable people, but at least since the 90s, there has been a cultural problem at Bureau headquarters in D.C., not so different from any other large bureaucratic organization, where the people at the top operate by a different set of rules and can do things that would get the average FBI agent in the field fired. So I don't think the...
Well, we've seen a lot of politicization, haven't we? Because we're seeing this now. Used to be the NSA, especially at the time of the Church and the Pike hearings, they wouldn't even admit that they existed. They wouldn't even show Congressman Pike, who asked the NSA, let me see your charter. Oh, it was an executive order by President Truman. I'm not even going to show it to you. So they went from the shadows where they would never talk about anything. Now you see them all the time on talk shows criticizing President Trump and doing it before the election as well. We've seen the politicization not only of law enforcement, like the FBI, like you're talking about, but also of these intelligence agencies. I think that is the most dangerous thing. When Megyn Kelly was here to interview Alex Jones, she interviewed me and she said, what do you think about my interview with Putin? I said, I'm not concerned about Putin. I'm concerned about the politicized intelligence agency in this country that has all these massive surveillance tools and they're using it for their own personal and political agendas.
Exactly. You know, and I'm sure you've seen the interviews where Congressman Chaffetz, or former Congressman Chaffetz, chairman of the Government Oversight Committee, has basically said that Congress is toothless, that the executive branch just ignores their subpoenas. And of course, that is a quirk in our system of government, that it's any subpoena that's violated, or if there's a contempt citation from Congress, that has to be prosecuted by the executive branch. So it's circular. If the executive branch agencies want to flout Congress, there's really not much Congress can do other than cut funding, which they never do.
That's amazing. And yet at the same time, we see the judiciary branch, which is also politicized, shutting down executive orders, shut down congressional laws, anything. So it's very interesting the way they have evolved this system so that those in power remain in power. And the rest of us, as we saw with the individual who took some pictures of where he was working on a submarine, and it happened at the same time Hillary Clinton was being given a pass, he goes to jail. These are things that at the highest level would have been classified as confidential. She's doing stuff that is above top secret. He goes to jail. She runs for president. That's just the amazing corruption.
It's pretty messed up. Yeah, it really is.
Totally messed up.
But you asked about things that could be done. I've linked two of the petitions on my blog. The last blog post has links to both those petitions. That's one thing. The next step is I am planning to file suit to enforce some of these FOIA requests. The FBI portion was actually a relatively small portion of the request. So the other agencies, for example, like the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C., has not responded at all. But there has been one development as of yesterday that's encouraging. I had appealed the FBI's decision to the Justice Department, and I asked them to expedite the appeal. And the grounds for expediting the appeal was this is a matter of public interest. Well, yesterday they granted my request to expedite the appeal, which means
big breaking news. Yeah,
which means they've already acknowledged now that it is a matter of public interest. So essentially, it looks like I've already won. And in fact, a DOJ lawyer told me yesterday I'd probably start getting stuff within 10 days.
Well, that's great. So they're reversing this outrageous decision from this judge that we saw last week, saying the public has, you haven't demonstrated that there's a public interest in knowing about corruption at the highest level. She's got privacy. That's great news. People can follow Mr. Clevenger and his efforts to get justice and to have an equal playing field at lawflog.com. Thank you so much, Mr. Clevenger, for joining us, and especially thank you for the efforts that you are conducting on everyone's behalf to get honesty back in government. Thank you so much. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth,
from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Friday, September the 8th, 2017. I have this article from McClatchy saying felons are getting security clearance as the U.S. struggles to work through the backlog. And they're not even talking about the Clintons. I was just talking to Ty Clevenger, and he broke the news on this program, the last segment, that although he was shut down last week by a federal judge when he tried to get FOIA requests for FBI documents relating to the criminal acts and the corruption of Hillary Clinton, he was shut down by a federal judge, but yesterday he said he continued to file this FOIA request to the Department of Justice, and they said, yes, you do have an interest. That judge had previously said, no, the public's interest is outweighed by Mrs. Clinton's privacy. That's right. Our interest in having integrity in government, our interest in having everybody treated the same way, and we should, as he pointed out, be treating these high elected officials under a much higher standard, not a lower standard or no standard at all, which is what we're seeing them treated as. No, we should have them treated at a higher standard. But we do have a public interest in making sure that we don't have corruption, making sure that there is integrity in government, making sure that people who violate the laws are prosecuted for that. So we have that breaking news that now the Justice Department has said, yes, you do have a compelling public interest. So he believes that he's going to be getting those FBI files. Very important. You can follow him at lawflog.com. There's also a couple of petitions about corruption that he has there. One of them asking the FBI to release records, etc. And he's got a couple of petitions. That's making an appeal directly to the White House to try to get President Trump's attention. But as again, the Department of Justice has now reversed that decision essentially to that was made by the lower court judge said, no, you don't have any public interest that outweighs her privacy. Now they've said, no, there is a public interest. And so it looks like he may be getting those FBI files. And so when we go back to this article that was at McClatchy talking about felons getting security clearance, as he pointed out, you know, when Bill Clinton was impeached and he was impeached, one of the key things he was impeached for, as he pointed out, was lying under oath about something that wasn't even a crime. They were questioning him about his consensual affair with Monica Lewinsky. That wasn't a crime. But as I pointed out to many of my Democrat friends who just stop their ears and say, it's not a crime to have an affair with somebody. It's like, no, he's a lawyer and he knew that he was lying under oath. And I don't care what his motives were, that in and of itself is a crime. And as Hillary Clinton was pointing out before she was going to be questioned and interviewed by the FBI, sometimes what you say in your interviews can be a more serious crime if you lie to the FBI than what you're being questioned about. So they were very cognizant of that as they were having their secret meeting on the tarmac between the attorney general, the sitting attorney general, and the former president. That was all a part of that. But, of course, the FBI director had always made up his mind he's going to give her a pass before he even did the interview. So that's the kind of corruption that we're seeing. And he pointed out it's not just Hillary Clinton. It's the entire bureaucracy that needs to be cleansed and needs to have this kind of transparency. We need to have the rule of law, not the rule of powerful people. We need to have the rule of law, not a dictatorship where the law is in their mouth. So we look at this article, and I thought it was kind of ironic. So under a crushing backlog in the issuing or renewing of security clearances, federal authorities have given interim clearances to people they later discovered were murderers and pedophiles. We're not pointing any fingers here at any people in the Clinton organization. This one guy said, he's the head of Defense Security Service, a federal office that oversees the granting of temporary clearances. He says, I've got murderers who have access to classified information. Well, there wouldn't be anybody in the Clinton family, would it? I have rapists, he said. Maybe not the Clintons. I have pedophiles. Maybe nobody they know. Nobody involved in their campaign. I have people who are involved in child porn. This is a risk that we're taking. And we have such a backlog that these people we're finding out are rapists and pedophiles and murderers. They're getting in with federal clearances. Maybe they're even running for president. Who knows? Stay with us when we come back. We've got more breaking news and we're going to talk about the issues of the debt ceiling. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
September the 8th, 2017. I want to take a look at the, as I pointed out, the seismic shift that we had in Washington yesterday. Trump is now dealing with Democrats. It's a warning to Republicans, says Breitbart, both establishment and conservative alike. And if you look at that article, you guys pull up that article, you see Trump and Chuck E. Schumer embracing each other with smiles and animated looking at each other. This is perhaps part of the art of the deal, but we also have to look at what is actually happening here. So I want to take a look at what is going on with the debt ceiling and lay the foundation for this. As I reported a couple of days ago, we had Rand Paul write an editorial, and he said there is a push, and this is the thing that has put some of the people, we know that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell have opposed Donald Trump on Obamacare, on the Trump agenda that he got elected on. They have opposed him on the agenda that they got elected on. Remember, it was 3 years ago, as they were campaigning for the 2014 elections, that Paul Ryan was saying, you know, if Barack Obama does this DACA Act, that's going to be unconstitutional. We're going to have to do something about that. But we really kind of have our hands tied. Unless all you people vote Republican out there, you vote Republican, we're going to have a strong majority in the Senate. We can do something about that. Well, they didn't do anything about it. They didn't do anything about it until President Trump decided that he was going to get rid of DACA. And at that point, they said, no, we're going to do something about it. What are they going to do? He gave them 6 months to do something about it. And that's got a lot of us very concerned because we believe that what they're going to do, since you got Paul Ryan, who's always been open borders, working with other people, Gang of Eight people like Marco Rubio and John McCain and so forth, that are still there, unfortunately. It did cost a lot of Democrats in states that were marginal. It did cost a lot of them their seat in past elections. But now the question is, they're going to have 6 months to do something about it. Are they going to make all these, are they going to extend formal amnesty to them? You think that's going to happen? That's the fear that everybody has, that that six-month period that President Trump has given them is going to allow them to do amnesty to keep the people here. Remember what happened with President Reagan? Remember we had millions of people given amnesty? And what were we told at the time under President Ronald Reagan? Well, I just don't want to throw these people out. They're established in the community. They've been here for a number of years. That would be cruel. That'd be cruel. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give them amnesty. But don't worry. We're going to step up enforcement of immigration and the borders, and we're going to police that better, and we're not going to have this open border situation. We're going to close a border, but we're going to give the people here amnesty. It looks like that's going to be the same type of BS that they're going to tell us this time. President Trump better not forget the fact that the key issue that got him traction, the key issue in the early days of the campaign, the key issue that got him elected was to do something about the borders. And quite frankly, I have no patience at all, having seen how this has gone down 30 years ago. I have no patience in this whole narrative about how cruel it is. That's what you see the Democrats saying constantly. It is not cruel to give people a free education, to educate them for their life, and then to tell them, sorry, you have to go back to your home country. You're not here legally. You've been getting this illegally. You got your education illegally. Your parents brought you here illegally. Your parents can go home and you can go home legally and take the advantage of all the stuff that you got, the money that you made here. You made a lot of money here. You got an education for free at the expense of other people. And you can now go home and you can make Mexico great again. You can make Mexico better. You've got a lot to contribute in Mexico because most of the people are from Mexico. The number two place is El Salvador, where we get MS-13 gangs. That's one of the reasons why this came up. They wanted to do something about reducing gang membership, which is overwhelming where my wife grew up on Long Island in New York. They now have over 400 MS-13 gang members just in that community. And the Hispanic people want something done about that. There's a lot of legal immigrants who are Hispanic. And these gangs, these drug cartels, these MS-13 is incredibly violent. And the violence that we have seen reported in Long Island has been directed against Hispanic kids from other Hispanic kids. The MS-13 gangs are kids. These are DACA people, but they can't deport them simply because they're in MS-13. But they could deport them if they don't have this deferred action, this default amnesty. It was done as a gradual progress. You had one memo said, we're not going to come after these people. Next memo from Homeland Security, we're not going to come after these people either. Now it's not going to be a priority for these people. It was a step of three or four of these that came out of the Homeland Security. Finally, we had Janet Reno coming out with DACA. And Obama was proud of that, the new law of the land, as he puts it, right? It was all done progressively, gradually, and it is all being moved. And we're still in that gradual, progressive cycle. They're gradually, incrementally getting rid of everything that would control the borders and control the borders to keep harmful people from following legal immigrants. And they don't want to make a distinction between legal and illegal immigrants. They're out there saying, well, now we want to deport Melania. Melania came in legally. Whether you like her or not, she came in legally. But they don't want to make a distinction between legal and illegal. See, these people and are foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing. They don't like the legal term of illegal alien. They come up with undocumented immigrants, but they're foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here. They need to be sent home. So there's a lot of issues that are coming along with that. But let's turn to the debt ceiling. This is what President Trump said about the debt ceiling.
Problem on that. Nobody would ever do anything with that. We had a great meeting yesterday with Nancy Pelosi and Senator Schumer. And it was a very bipartisan meeting. We could have done a longer deal, but that would have affected the military, as you know. So we really kept it for 3 months because of the military. We have a great respect for the sanctity of the debt ceiling. And Chuck does and Nancy does and we all do. So that will never be a problem. Debt ceiling will never be a problem.
All right, we hope that's the case. We're hearing different things from different sources. Even President Trump said something very different. Later on, he said, well, there's a lot of people who say maybe we shouldn't even have a debt ceiling. That's something we should take a look at. So it's still on the table. Here's how Breitbart reports it. Trump's deal with Democrats is a warning to Republicans, establishment, and conservative alike. President Trump reached a deal with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Of course, this was yesterday. They reached an agreement to raise the debt limit so they could fund Hurricane Harvey relief and keep the government open until December. What was the sticking point? Well, you had Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, wanted to raise the debt ceiling so that it would last presumably for 18 months, so they could not have to worry about this anymore before the election. Instead, this is going to come back up in December for review again. But the real issue that Rand Paul, and I started talking about and I got onto another tangent earlier, the real issue that Rand Paul pointed out, he said we need to decouple these two things. Hurricane relief is one issue, and then continuing to raise the debt ceiling is another issue. He said hurricane relief, and we're looking at doing about $8 billion, and it may be more after these hurricanes that are headed towards Florida because we've got Irma coming, and then Juan is following behind it. We don't know if it's going to take the same track or not. But they're talking about $8 billion in relief for the natural disasters. Rand Paul was exactly right. That should be funded by cuts in foreign aid, not by increasing the debt ceiling. So to say that we're going to increase the debt ceiling so that we can help people who are affected by natural disasters is disingenuous. You do not have to do that. You can cut it from foreign aid. Most of the foreign aid goes to corrupt leaders in these other countries instead of the people there anyway, or it goes to help them buy military weapons and to create a war. So let's cut the foreign aid in other countries to fund this instead of increasing the debt ceiling. That's the argument that the establishment Republicans and Democrats are saying. They say, well, we got to help these people. This is an unexpected expense of $8 billion, so we're going to have to raise the debt ceiling. And so let's just do it for everything else, and let's do it for a long time. No, we don't have to do it that way. We can have a revenue-neutral relief by cutting foreign aid instead of raising the debt ceiling. And that's the key thing here. But we're going to talk about this triangulation. We're going to talk about what else came up in this. And, of course, the tweet from President Trump, don't worry, nobody's going to be deported with DACA. Really? Really? I can't believe that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Friday, September 8th, 2017. I want to get back to DACA, get back to the debt ceiling in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we've put a couple of specials out that are very important as we see the evacuation, the panic in the stores, people trying to grab food and water. Understand that you always need a supply of food that you have access to. Any kind of panic, any kind of disruption in our fragile infrastructure, as we're seeing now, can make things difficult for you, but you can prepare in advance and you can make sure that you have clean water all the time. As I pointed out before, it's not just natural disasters that the water gets polluted. Our government does it for us all the time. They charge us for it. It's called fluoride, the form of fluoride that they put in. And we know the studies from Harvard that link it to a severe decline in IQ in children. And, of course, even if you think you don't believe these studies and you think that fluoride is a good thing, then how do you medicate the population by dumping stuff into the water? How do you adjust the dosage that people get so that it's both effective and not an overdose? They're giving the same amount of this to children that they're giving to adult males. And of course, nobody really knows what the dosage is because it's being dumped in the water. It's absolute insanity from the beginning. But so if you want to make sure that you're getting pure water, and not just at times like this, we have dropped our ProPure King water filtration system. It's a gravity feed system. It's one of the biggest water filter systems that we have. It's ideal for families, offices, other high water volume situations. We have dropped that price 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You can filter out chlorine, pesticides, herbicides, sodium fluoride, other toxic compounds with a ProPure King water filter, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have discounted our InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. Now 50% off Select Storable Food with the coupon code IRMA. So it's not just at times like this that you need to think about this. You need to always be proactive. They mock us for being preppers, but you want to prepare. It's a smart thing to prepare. It's a smart thing to have pure food. It's a smart thing to have, to make sure that you have adequate supplies of vitamins and minerals on a daily basis. You don't want to wait until you get sick to start taking this stuff. You want to act preemptively on this.
So we have Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, also BioTruth selenium. Deficiencies in those have been linked to a lot of diseases. The CDC says deficiency in iodine is the fourth largest cause of deficiency diseases. And so we have a pure, deep earth source of iodine. That's our Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, 45% off. BioTruth selenium, 45% off. And we call it BioTruth because it is non-GMO, made from 100% organic sources. It's organic mustard seed that we get our BioTruth selenium from. So you want to get something that's not synthetic, not filled with just fillers that it has in it, but something that is really going to be effective to address those issues. We really do appreciate your support, and that's why we have not jacked our prices up on things like food and clean water. Instead, we have cut them drastically, 30 to 50%. Let's get back to this move that we have with President Trump. Of course, we've had all the natural disasters that have been getting all the attention in the news. We have the hurricanes. We have an earthquake that happened this morning in Mexico, 8.3 on the Richter scale. And already there were more people that died with that than died with the hurricane because of the massive evacuations that are happening. But as part of this, and we look at the natural disasters that people want to do something about, they said, well, we're getting about $8 billion that we want to use for disaster relief. And as I pointed out, Rand Paul said, let's do that by taking it from foreign aid. We don't have to increase the deficit. But instead, because of their what they would like to do, they don't want to have any limits on what they spend. So they link it to the debt ceiling. As we look at the move that was made with President Trump in the meeting that came out with Nancy Pelosi and what he treated, don't worry, you have nothing to worry about. We have John Kasich saying, well, he thinks that they're going to be thrown out. He says, come to Ohio. Come to Ohio. He says, dreamers, come to my state if you want somewhere to go and live. Except that there's not going to be any jobs there, really, because remember, NAFTA decimated the industrial base of Ohio, and he loves NAFTA. So he sent the jobs to Mexico, but he wants the Mexican people that are going to be thrown out with DACA to come to Ohio. How does that work out? I'm not really sure. I haven't figured that out yet. Maybe some other people will figure it out. And when they do, they'll remove John Kasich from office forever. He said, if the Dreamers want to go somewhere and live, come to Ohio. We want all the immigrants to come to Ohio. We know how much immigrants contribute. And so he said that DACA recipients should have permanent resident status. They ought to be able to stay and to be able to contribute. Let's see what some Latinas say. Before we go to that clip, I just want to say when he says they should have somewhere to live, you know, there's a very embarrassing memo that went out from Planned Parenthood from the president, Cecile Richards. And she said, everybody deserves a right to live. And they looked at this, wait, who was doing the proofreading on that? I think what they meant to say is everybody has a right to live wherever they want. And so, you know, any citizen anywhere in the world can come to America and they can get educated for free at our expense. They have a right to do that. But of course, they don't have a right to really live, according to Planned Parenthood. So there's like, who did the proofreading on that? Let's look at what Latinas say, because we're told that DACA is so cruel, the people who oppose it. Here's what Latinas for Trump said about DACA.
I'm Latina for Trump. Yeah, well, I'm a the some newspaper call me la nicaragüense que ama a Trump. So the Nicaraguan girl who loves Donald Trump. You know, I'm here. I'm from Nicaragua. I have 30 years here living in California. Actually, well, I love this country. I love my state.
It's never enough. There's always a problem with it. And we're already giving so much. And then there's already a problem, like Mama had said earlier, how they were saying, oh, well, that's too long. That's too long of a process. That's too hard of a process to become legal. You have to make it easier. It's ridiculous.
These are people who came here legally.
And like Mama said earlier,
they obeyed the law.
It's unconstitutional. That's the bottom line. So it doesn't matter what you feel. It doesn't matter what your feelings are.
And President Trump said something very important. He said, this is a country of opportunities, and that's why we're a nation of laws. So we have to adhere to the Constitution and laws. And there are facts that are very important.
Nobody's thinking of the legal Latinos here and what our families did to get to this country and what right now, so many people that love and respect this country and its laws are doing to get here.
Yeah, let's hold that right there because we're getting close to a break. And I want to underscore what she just said. Nobody is talking about the fact that legal Latinas want to have a safe country. They want to make sure that the borders are safe so we don't have people like MS-13 or the Sinaloa drug cartel follow these people in, as we see happening on Long Island. The people who are bearing the brunt of the open borders that are allowing MS-13 to come in. And remember, El Salvador is the number two country that is opposing DACA, the number two country that has people here under DACA. And, of course, they are lobbying congressmen now. The number one, two, and three countries are putting their money on Congress because it is so much easier to buy a corrupt congressman than it is to educate their own children. The people who are here legally, the people who respect the rule of law, it's not a racial thing. They don't want to be endangered by the people that they went through a legal process to leave behind. They want to make sure that we have somebody controlling the borders. They like this country. They don't want to destroy it. You can't have a country if you don't have borders. We'll be right back talking about the deal.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally.
We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Friday, September the 8th, 2017. We were just talking about it. We actually played a clip of Latinas for Trump saying, "We came here legally. It's not that difficult to process. It can be done. We respect the Constitution. We respect the rule of law." They want to make sure that people aren't going to follow them across like MS-13, who basically are treated as dreamers. They're given a free education, and they are taking out and creating their violence in this country in places as far away as New York. They began in Los Angeles. A bunch of illegal immigrants who were not deported. They were given a pass. And, of course, we've got stories that we had earlier this week where they were going to be bribing gang members to not commit violence. They're going to give them money. Let's be nice. Let's be peaceful. We'll give you money. We'll pay you money in advance and hope that you'll be peaceful. Good luck with that. You know, right after President Trump was elected, they had organizations probably in the same area of California that were saying, we've got to hide the gang lists because the Trump administration is going to grab those gang lists and they're going to deport people. Well, you can't deport people for being in a gang. You can shut down the investigation of people. You can shut down law enforcement knowing who these people are so they can watch them and try to catch them in the process of a crime and then put them in jail or deport them. But if we were able to get rid of DACA and stop giving amnesty to people, then we would be able to deport individuals like that just because they broke other laws. It is actually a law that they're breaking. They're foreign citizens here criminally trespassing. But as we heard the Latinas say, we want to have borders. We want to have the rule of law. You got President Trump tweeting out on Wednesday, for all those in DACA that are concerned about the status during the six-month period, you have nothing to worry about. No action. That was on Wednesday, and that was as he was meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And we see that there's something else here, and that's the debt ceiling. How is this going to evolve? I mean, clearly we look at this and say, well, he needs to do something to try to get the opposition from McConnell and Ryan to stop, because they're opposing him on everything. They're opposing him on his agenda that he wanted to get through, to stop Obamacare, wouldn't even allow it to be modified slightly. They're acting as if they're going to block him on tax reform as well, block everything in his agenda. So clearly something needs to be done with the establishment globalist elite Republican leadership. We need to get them out, and that's what he really needs to do. He needs to work with the people who put him in office and say, I want you to call your congressman and tell them that you're going to vote against them in the primaries. We're going to primary these people out. And it starts naming names, start naming issues and campaigning on that instead of just a feel-good rally. It's important to have a feel-good rally. It's important to show that the people still support President Trump for his own safety, to keep him in office, to make sure they don't try some kind of a coup to get him out. But it is equally important to say that we're going to campaign for this agenda. President Trump is going to be there at most another 7 years, at most. Then what happens to the agenda? Do we go back to the agenda that we had with Obama and with Bush and all the establishment presidents at that point? Are we finished as a nation because President Trump is no longer there? The movement has to be bigger than one savior. It has to be about the agenda that we voted for. And that's what he should be campaigning for his own benefit as well. So the tactic of moving in with the Democrats, I'm very concerned about it because we saw this happening and raising concerns about the people he was putting in his cabinet. Liberal Democrats from New York, people like Gary Cohen, people like Rex Tillerson, who we knew at the time was pushing the globalist agenda of climate change along with Exxon. Yeah, are you surprised that the big oil companies are the ones who are pushing this carbon tax credit, and we got to make oil use very rare, and we got to put restrictions on the people who get oil? Of course they're going to do that. They want to be the De Beers. They want to be to oil what De Beers is to diamonds. Of course, Exxon and Rex Tillerson want to shut that down. But of course, he was also there promoting a pedophile agenda at the Boy Scouts. Either one of those things should have disqualified him. So we see these types of people that he brought into the administration, and now we see the knives in his back, or we should say the knives in the back of the Trump agenda. And as we look at him now making friends with Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, we should be concerned about the sorts of things that are being said. President Trump, and this is the Washington Post's decision to back Democrats' plans for raising the debt ceiling and permanently removing Congress's debt ceiling requirement. Hear that? Permanently removing the debt ceiling requirement is frustrating Republicans, especially conservatives. President Trump and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer have agreed to pursue a deal that would permanently remove the requirement that Congress repeatedly raise the debt ceiling, three people familiar with the decision said. And we've now had comments made on the record to substantiate that. This isn't just scuttlebutt necessarily, because even President Trump has made statements after this talking about how, yeah, we need to think about that. We could do that. One of the people familiar described it as a gentleman's agreement. And when we talk about permanently removing the debt ceiling, understand that is diametrically opposite of something like a balanced budget. We continue to grow the debt. And of course, if we don't have a balanced budget, the debt will continue to grow. Every year we have a deficit. It's now currently running about $0.7 trillion. $700 billion we're adding to the cumulative debt every year. That's why we need to have a balanced budget amendment. If we don't balance the budget, we will continue to grow the deficit. And it's now about $20 trillion. And now they're talking about extending it till December, and maybe in December, now maybe they just might remove it altogether. Huh. Who cares? Sky is the limit. Spend all the money you want. Who cares? It's just phony paper money printed by the Federal Reserve, except that they're selling that to people like the Saudis and the Chinese. They're going to use it to foreclose on America. They're going to make, these people are being put in control of our lives, and we're becoming debt slaves to them, just as Thomas Jefferson warned us. Trump and Schumer discussed the idea Wednesday during an Oval Office meeting. The two, along with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, agreed to work together over the next several months to try to finalize a plan which would need to be approved by Congress. On Thursday, Trump was asked by a reporter at the White House about abolishing the congressional process for raising the debt ceiling. He replied, well, there's a lot of good reasons to do that. It could be discussed. For many years, said Trump, people have been talking about getting rid of the debt ceiling altogether. So he puts that right there on the table. And then Paul Ryan comes back and says, I won't get into a private conversation we had at the White House, but I think there's a legitimate role for the power of the purse in Article 1 powers. That's something we need to defend here in Congress. So he gets defensive about it. So it's not just an anonymous source that's giving us that information. It's something we should be very concerned about. Senator Rand Paul, one of the several Senate conservatives who said abandoning the power of Congress that comes with the debt ceiling and approaching that, he said that would be very misguided. He said, I think the debt limit should be used to try to bring reform in Congress. I think the debt limit vote is a good vote to have. Understand that one of the things driving the idea for a constitutional convention, which I think is a very dangerous idea, I do not trust the people that would be in a constitutional convention. But we're told, don't worry, all these people who refuse to obey the Constitution right now that they take an oath to, they're going to give us a brand shiny new one, or at least they'll just limit it to one item. And the item that is so popular with all the conservatives right now is a balanced budget amendment. This is going to increase pressure and demand to have a constitutional convention that they tell us will be limited to one item, a balanced budget amendment. This is how dangerous this whole thing is. It's starting to spin out of control. I know they don't obey the Constitution. I know that it is a dead letter in every respect. But it is, at least it is the letter of the law. This is something that we can appeal to for legitimate reform, for a legitimate power, that we can take our power back. If you destroy that, it makes it impossible to do it without some kind of a violent revolution. We don't want to have that. Trump agrees to end the debt ceiling, and Schumer agrees, and it has repercussions on the financial markets, as Zero Hedge is pointing out. If you're wondering what is dragging the dollar down to 32-month lows, perhaps you should think about the fact that they're not going to pay any attention to the deficit. And it was just on September the 7th that President Trump said, we have great respect for the sanctity of the debt ceiling. I played that clip for you earlier. Well, that was on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, he says, a lot of people have been talking about, after he was meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, a lot of people, I wonder who that'd be, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. A lot of people have been talking about getting rid of that debt ceiling. And of course, they could never do that if they had somebody like Obama. All the Republicans and conservatives would unite But because people like President Trump, they're going to give him a pass on it. Just like the Democrats you would have thought would have opposed Obama on his civil liberties violations, but because they like Obama, they supported him on it. And he's one of the worst presidents we've ever had on civil liberties. That's how these things get passed. They put in somebody that people will support anyway. Stay with us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. At InfoWarsLife.com. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We've got one last segment here, so I'm going to quickly run through our specials. And we've got two major issues to cover in this last segment. Let's see how much of this we can get in. We have Emmerich's Essentials line of organic household products now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's everything from sunscreen to bug spray, mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, and natural deodorant. Also, we have 50% off Caveman, true paleo formula, 50% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. That's available in both chocolate and strawberry. We have 30% off ProPure King water filtration systems. Gravity feed, you don't need electricity to filter your water to get rid of toxics like chlorine, pesticides, herbicides, sodium fluoride, other toxic compounds. 30% off this large filter that is useful for families, offices, other high-volume water situations. And also 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com for limited time with the coupon code IRMA. Again, make sure that you have food and water. A great time to do it. 30% off the ProPure King water filtration system and 50% off Survival Shield. I'm sorry, not Survival Shield, but Select Storable Food. That is a kind of Survival Shield. You have to have food available. You have to have water available. Make sure that you have that and insulate yourself from panic situations, from natural disasters, from other things that can happen. Very quickly. We've just been talking about the debt ceiling. Well, how about not just the credit rating of the government? What about your own personal credit rating? How safe is that? How safe is your information? We have just had a news today that's broken a massive breach of Equifax, one of the three companies that collects information on all of us. All of our private financial information, Equifax, along with these other two institutions, collect, and then they sell that information to financial institutions, and now that information has been broken into with a massive cybersecurity breach. It can affect as many as 143 million people. Here's what they can get from Equifax. Cyber criminals have already gotten sensitive information, including names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and the numbers of driver's licenses. In other words, everything needed to completely identify you, because that's what the credit companies get. And guess what else they didn't mention that's there? That's your credit rating. In other words, is this somebody, they can immediately go through that data and they can look to see who's got the money that they want to go after. They're not going to bother with the people that got low credit ratings. They're going to go after the people who have money. And this is not just the United States. This is also people in the UK and in Canada that will be affected. 143 million people possibly affected with this big breach of Equifax. And you know what they did at Equifax? They found out they had a cybersecurity breach. And the executives at Equifax are now being accused of having sold stock before they made the data breach public. And they're going to take care of themselves, aren't they? Okay, let's move on to some comic book racism. I saw this story about civil rights groups coming after Kid Rock. Why? Because now he's involved in politics. So if he's going to run as a Republican, they're going to call him racist. He has been an active philanthropist in the predominantly black Detroit area. Despite that, now civil rights groups say that they're going to protest all of his concerts. He gave a massive amount of money. Why are they upset with him? Well, they said that he's been shown with a Confederate flag at some of his shows in the background. Well, he does country music, not country western, but he does a kind of country music. So he has a Confederate flag there. As many people point out, it's not always a symbol of hate. It can also be a symbol of heritage. You know, people like Nikki Haley have turned it into a symbol of hate that has to be censored everywhere it goes. You know, Nikki Haley is an Indian, and she is a Sikh. So she does, maybe she thinks that a Christian cross is a symbol of hate because the Ku Klux Klan uses that as well. I don't know. But she certainly is ignorant of our history. I know she's ignorant of Christianity. But, they said, well, everything is different now post-Charlotte. No, it's different now that he's running for office. They said, that back in 2011, the Detroit chapter of the NAACP gave Kid Rock an award for his work in the community, which is 80% African American. He said, I love America. I love Detroit. I love black people. He also responded to criticism of him displaying the Confederate flag, which he said he's never flown with any hate in his heart, as he was announcing a $50,000 donation from his foundation to Detroit recreation areas. Now, I want to talk about some comic book racism that goes beyond this kind of politics. There was a very angry story that came out of the Atlantic, and the guy who wrote this is a guy that Marvel Comics picked to write the stories for their Black Panther comics, and basically those have failed. And I think one of the reasons that they've failed is because of the overt racism that this guy exhibits, and I'm sure that it found its way into the Black Panther comics. I haven't read it. The guy's name is Let's see. His name is Ta-Nehisi Coates. All right. And he wrote an article on The Atlantic called The First White President. I want to read you this. I want to play you some clips that we have from an NPR interview. He said this, the first white president, he says it's insufficient to state the obvious of Donald Trump, that he's a white man who would not be president were it not for this fact. With one immediate exception, Trump's predecessors made their way to high office through the passive power of whiteness. Do you hear this? Do you hear this racism, this comic book form of racism? He said that bloody heirloom, which cannot ensure mastery of all events, but can conjure a tailwind for most of them. Land theft, human plunder cleared the grounds for Trump's forefathers and barred others from it. Once upon the field, these men became soldiers, statesmen, scholars. They held court in Paris. They presided at Princeton. They advanced into the wilderness, then into the White House. Their individual triumphs made this exclusive party seem above America's founding sins. See, we don't have founding fathers to these people. We have founding sins. They want to destroy this country. This is the spirit of Colin Kaepernick. This is the spirit of the people who are tearing down monuments all over the country, from the Confederate flag to Confederate statues to going after the founder statues to going after Columbus statues. They want to tear this country down. And I want to play these clips for you. Let's go to the first clip. He has absolutely nothing to offer in its place. Here's the first clip.
So you don't buy the argument that has been prevalent since the election, that this was about the white working class in America feeling marginalized from a globalized workforce, from a globalized economy that had left them behind, and that that's what was animating that demographic. And that's
so he doesn't think it's about globalism.
Donald Trump, as well as an antipathy towards Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know, it's certainly true that, you know, the white working class feels that way. But anybody who wants to make a class-based argument must explain why the black working class, the Latino working class, didn't break the same way. Why, you know.
Hold it right there. They did break the same way. We had the largest number of black people support Donald Trump, also Latinos, and that's the difference. The majority of them, yes, were locked into a blind party loyalty that is based around identity politics and personality. That's the only thing the Democrats had going for them. But you had a lot of people in both the black community and the Hispanic community that saw through it for the first time, and they did vote for President Trump because they are suffering from economic globalism. They're economic nationalists. They're not racists like Ta-Nehisi Coates. Now let's play that second clip there that we got where he talks about, they ask him, is there any way out of this? Let's play that clip.
So you've outlined the situation in which there don't seem to be any saviors, no existing party.
See, this is the desperation they offer us.
That
there's nothing here but to tear down America.
Of this situation to rescue us essentially from the racial divides that seem to be deepening. That is a sad indictment. How do you, because it is human nature to try to look towards some kind of light, where do you see the light? Where do you see a moment or a way out?
I don't think I do.
That's the hopelessness of the left.
I don't think I do.
The hopelessness of Soros.
Some, you know, 400 years of history weighing down on us, going all the way back to colonial times when black folks first arrived here in 1619. We have not figured out a way to really pay down that debt, to get that history up off of us. And so I think the expectation at some moment what happened now is, forgive me, a bit naive.
Yeah. You know what is naive? What's naive is to focus on the past and understand that, you know, the people who were here, they didn't break any laws. That was the law at the time. But we're not going to address the injustices of the day by focusing on the injustices of the past. They want you to be slaves. They want you to be slaves on the Washington plantation. They want you to forget the fact that we no longer have slavery that is private in this country. Our slavery is public. We're slaves to the bank. We're slaves to the government. But don't focus on that. The bankers and the government want you to fight each other. They want you to fight each other over the past. They want you to forget the idea that came from our founding fathers, the things, the legacy, the positive legacy that they left us, is not a perfect system of government, just the best we've ever seen. Let's leave that on the table. Let's fight amongst ourselves while we tear everything down because of the hopelessness of the left, because of the hopelessness given people by George Soros, and because of the racism, the overt racism of people like Ta-Nehisi Coates. By the way, his Black Panther comic book has been shut down. Only 10% of the sales that they had before. Stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up. And then after that, we'll have the War Room.